Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now let's read together, please. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you that you've given us a copy that we can have, where we have the opportunity to know what you think, what you want us to do, how to live our lives. Now, God, use the preaching of the word of God this morning through our pastor as he comes and preaches to us. Help us to hear it not from men's lips, but from your lips this morning. God, work on our hearts. Work through us. Help us to be obedient to what we hear today. And Father, if there's someone in the room that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray they would trust him before they leave today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, we want to give you a visual reminder of how important it is for you to make sure your cell phone is turned off or to vibrate. Some of you have seen this, some of you have not. I will now say as a disclosure, it is very irreverent.
We're here today to pay our respects to someone who was dear to so many of us. Just as the Israelites wandered through the valley in search of bountiful pasture.
Ah! Hey, man. Ah, I can talk.
Cell phone karma. It's real.
So then turn it off or turn it to vibrate, please. Otherwise, your next funeral service, that will happen to you. All right? That's a prophecy. We have one more, but we'll show it maybe next week. That one's even better, but a little more direct, possibly. So help us there, please, if you would. They never taught us this in Bible college, let me tell you that. That was never part of the program. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He's in prison with no hope. Absolutely no hope. The best chance he has is to be released, to be further persecuted for his faith. This is the Apostle Paul. His most likely opportunity is they're going to come and cut his head off. He's been tortured. He's been beaten. He's in prison for the cause of Christ. He's writing by God's direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, as some would say, back to the church of Philippi that he had started. And this whole letter, four simple chapters, has been divided into. This whole letter is about joy and hope, the whole thing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He's in prison. He does not have the sentence of death upon him, but he expects it because he's there for the cause of Christ. Listen, if someone does not bring him food, he does not eat. He has no prospects of living, no prospects of life. There's no parole. There's nothing like that. He is in prison for the cause of Christ. And as far as he knows, at any moment, they're going to come and take him out of that place. It's called the Mamertine prison, but in reality, it's just a bubble out of lava rock right off the Forum in Rome. Been there, walked down those little steps down in underneath there, and the ceiling is the rock is just above the top of your head. Water still seeps down the walls. It's where he was when he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. This book of Philippians is a great book of hope and joy. If you ever get down in the dumps and you just need some encouragement, go to Philippians. Great book. Now at the end of it here in Philippians 4:13, now he makes this statement here. This is not Paul. This is God using the word of God to talk to us right here today in 2013 on the first day of September and say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, here's what we think this morning. Well, I know the verse, Pastor Johnson. I'm just not really sure it's going to work for me. So here it is. Do you quote this verse or do you claim it? Big difference between saying it and believing it, isn't it? Real big difference between just saying, well, I know the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, and believing I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Do you understand what this verse says? Theologically, you could break it down. Or do you know it? Because you know that through God, through Christ, you can do all things. Because He'll give you the strength to do it. Now, this morning's message is very simple. I have no intention of trying to present a theological treatise whatsoever. I just want to take this one verse today, break it down into little simple phrases. But I want us to get up and leave here this morning with a better understanding of what it means when we understand the scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. At the end of the message, I'm going to make a couple simple applications, very simple this morning. So let's start with I can. Now that doesn't mean it's all about you. Doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want to do. I can. I have that power of positive thinking. I had that when I was a boy. You know Superman. When he put the cape on, he's invincible. So I'm a boy living on my aunt and uncle's farm. They had these four wire barbed wire fences. And they had like a picnic table out behind the farmhouse that was pointed right at this barbed wire fence. And being 8 or 9 years old, I thought, I could jump that fence if I had a cape. So I got a towel, bath towel, wrapped it around my neck, got up on that picnic table, and then, listen now, Norman Vincent Peale would have been so proud of me. I got on that table, and when I put that towel around my neck, I had my cape on, and I thought, I'm not jumping over the fence. I'm jumping through that fence. That's how invincible I am, because I have a cape. And if you have your cape, you're like Superman. What I should have done was put my underwear on the outside of my britches. But anyway, what I decided to do was, I'm not going to just jump this fence. I'm jumping through the top and the bottom, the top rung, the top line of the barbed wire, and the next line, gap about that wide. Now, this was a working farm, folks, so it wasn't that old rusty barbed wire. This was barbed wire with big old horns on it. And I backed up on that picnic table, tied my cape down, and I ran and I jumped. Put my arms out like Superman, faster than a speeding bullet, able to outrun a bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And I caught that barbed wire fence right across my face right here, inch lower to poke my eyes out. Caught that barbed wire fence, whoop, boom, threw me right back on the ground. Punctured the skin on my face. You know how flesh wounds are on the face. Started to bleed. Blood in my eyes. I couldn't see. I thought I blinded myself. Thank God I had a towel. Now I could put on the blood on my face. My aunt ran out there, saw me laying on the ground, screaming my head off, took the towel off, put it on my face. Now you have to understand, people, look at me. Nowadays, you know, people would have got a lawyer and, you know, somebody would have got sued and, you know, you had to go to counseling and been on medication for months. But when you live on a farm, it's just like this. You ain't going to die. Get in here. And rub that on my face. Put a couple Band-Aids on there, and I was out playing in the yard in an hour. Next day, I had two black eyes and a lot of holes in my head. Still have the holes in my head. Watch it. But I thought I could do it. I can. Now, please, people, listen to me. The foolishness of our society today, there's a lot of it. One of them is that we just think, well, if you could just, you just put your mind to it, you can do anything. That's not what it says. But when it starts with I can, let me explain to you what it means. It doesn't mean it's all about you and that it's just you that can do anything. It means it starts with you. See, what a lot of people do when they read a verse like that in the Bible, they think, okay, now he can. Paul could, of course, because he's the great apostle Paul. And they can, because you read their stories about how they overcome tremendous obstacles and God blesses them and grace kicks in and God blesses and helps and lifts and strengthens. And yeah, they can. And someone else can, and someone I know can, but I can't. That's bad English because it's a double negative, but here it is. Whether or not you think you can, you're right. And the truth of the matter is, can't never did anything. Not preaching positive thinking. You're not listening this morning. Now you're going to get a towel and jump off a picnic table into your barbed wire fence. That's not going to work. I'm saying that he started with I can't. He didn't start with Christ. We'll get there. Now that's very important. Please listen very carefully this morning. But he did say, I can. He did believe that with the help of God and the grace of God and the strengthening of God and the working of God, he could do what he needed to do with his life. Now that's not just Paul, that's you. Now see, here's what happens. We'll dismiss ourselves and say, but I can't because of my childhood. I can't because of my circumstances. I can't. He's in prison with no hope of life and saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Can you explain your circumstances being worse than his? Now that's what we'll do. We'll play the pity party and we'll talk about our stuff and our situation and how that just doesn't work for us and I tried that and it doesn't come out. It's just not how it is. I can is where it starts. It means it starts with you. Do you really believe you and God can? Jesus would say it several times in his earthly ministry. But with men, he said, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I'm afraid the skepticism of life has infected and affected too many of us. People of faith now. I'm not talking about just skeptics in this world. I have a relative, loved one who, bless his heart, is so smart he thinks he knows more than God. And he's one of these skeptics. Everything is, he can tell you what's wrong with everything. What's wrong with America? What's wrong with society? What's wrong with everything? He'll stand there and watch cars go by and tell you what's wrong with traffic flow. I mean, he's skeptic about everything on this planet. One day I was talking with him and he was giving his best skepticism about everything on the planet, life, everything else. And I said, but you know what your problem is? I said, you don't have any answers for anything. You know what's wrong with everything, but you can't fix anything. All things that we need to do through Christ starts with I can. That means your confidence that God can through you get done what needs to be done. I can. You got to have that part of this verse or you can't get any further than that. You can't dismiss yourself. Hey, you can't excuse yourself. Well, I should. That, see, that didn't work for me. It worked for him. It worked for people in the Bible. People of faith have been living by this book and doing what God wanted them to do for centuries. And God has blessed them all the way. I can. Next phrase, I can do all things. All things. Anything you want, everything you want. Nope. Not everything I want, not everything someone else wants. But look here, I can do all the things God wants me to do. All the things the Bible says I'm supposed to do. You understand, dear people, look at me. I know there are dispensational things in the Scriptures. We don't go to a tabernacle and offer animals anymore. We don't honor certain days of the week. There's no Sabbath worship. That was only for the Jews anyway. That kind of stuff. We don't do that. There's a lot of things that are not done any longer in the Scripture because they had their time, they had their place, and they passed. That's not a lot in the Bible, though. Did you know that? There is a whole lot in this book right here. Listen to me. There is a whole lot in this book that God tells us that we need to do that is a part of our day-to-day lives. We have, for the sake of reading and for the sake of chronology, we have divided it into Old Testament and New Testament. We have even put verses in here. There were no verses in the Scriptures originally as they were given. So chapter and verse was just given to help you to read it and to understand it better and to place it in a context. Nothing wrong with that. But it was just done for enhancing the easier reading of the Scripture. But besides Old Testament sacrifice, and Sabbaths, holy days, and new moons, which are all a picture of Christ to come. Colossians tells us that. Besides the rest of it, look at me. Thou shalt not steal, still in here. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You're supposed to honor your father and your mother. That's all the days of your life. All that stuff that's in here that people call it law. You know what? There's still guidelines for daily living. Did you know everything that the Bible tells me I'm supposed to be doing today, I am supposed to do? That's what all things means here. I can do all things. You can accomplish every degree of learning you've ever attained. You can accomplish every goal in life. You can achieve everything you've ever wanted to achieve. You can buy every car you ever wanted to buy. You can own every house you ever wanted to own. That's blab it and grab it Christianity that just tries to feed on the selfishness of our society. What we really need to get a hold of is this. Look at me. I can do all things. Whatever the Bible tells me to do, I can do that with the help of God. Everything. I can forgive like God tells me to forgive. I can obey like God tells me to obey. I can be a witness for Jesus Christ. I can live a holy, separated, sanctified, godly life in an ungodly, unholy, unsanctified world. I can do all things through Christ. So now look at me. So we can get, you know, you can get real crazy with this dispensation. I mean, everybody, if you believe your Bible and you know anything about the Scriptures, we have to be to some degree a dispensationalist, to some degree. There are certain things that have passed and certain things that do not apply today. I understand that. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a whole bunch in here. Look here. A lot in that book that still applies to day-to-day living and everything that we need. I can do all things. Everything the Bible tells me to do. Everything. The Bible even goes as far as to say that the commandments of God are not grievous. We always say that one wrong. We say grievous, but it's grievous if you read it correctly. But you know what it really means? There's nothing in here that you can't do. Yeah, but Pastor Johnson, I mean, I'm really supposed to be a witness for Jesus Christ. I can't do that. No, you're excusing yourself, but the Bible still holds you accountable. You don't understand in a bad economy. I can't tithe. Tithing, 10% of my gross income and increase, that belongs to God. I need to give that to Him. I can't do that. I can do all things through Christ. Whatever it tells you to do, that's what we're supposed to do. You can't, you mean to tell me you're supposed to raise your children according to the Bible? In this world today, good night, could you understand what goes on out there? You think it's ever been easy to raise children according to the Bible? Never been easy. Never fit this world. Never will. But I can still do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It means everything the Bible tells me to do. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We excuse ourselves and make excuses for ourselves about why we don't do certain things in the Scriptures. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church. You don't know the woman that I'm married to. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Yeah, and she doesn't know the husband that she's married to either. Hey, it works both ways, yes. Roles in life, you name it. Now, listen to me. The roles in life. What is a man? What is a woman? That's a coin flip nowadays. I'll forget standing in one of these convenience stores one day behind a person. A person. Now, I say a person because I couldn't figure out what this was. Now look at me, I'm an old hippie from the 60s. I've been in California all my life. But I'm standing behind this person, all dressed in black, gothed, turquoise hair, spiked up like a rooster, got scared to death in a lightning storm. Turquoise hair, white pancake makeup, lipstick, eyebrows, fingernail polish. I said, well, that's a girl. You haven't been in California very long. And I'm standing there, and I'm standing behind this person looking at him. And they had all this metal in their face where they were punctured. Looked like somebody loaded a bunch of stuff from their dad's desk in a shotgun and shot them in the face. They had metal everywhere. And they had a great big safety pin through their side of their cheek. And while they were standing there, they were pushing it in and out. So now I'm watching them doing one of these numbers. Huh. And after a minute, I guess this person got the idea they were being stared at. And they turned around, they looked at me, and he goes, what? I said, what do you mean, what? You got to be kidding me, man. How long did it take you to get all that going? What? I said, hey, man, did you know Halloween's one day out of the year? You got to be kidding me. You dress like that, and you don't expect me to stand here and look at you? I said, what is a man? What is a woman? What is a husband, a father, a wife, a mother? What is a single young person? What is a widow? Well, listen to me. What is the Bible? What does the Bible tell you to do? That's the all things. I can do all things, everything that's in the Bible. So when we say, well, I don't really think I should have to do that, then say it right. I don't want to do all things, because that's what we're saying. We've got it down to a science now where we've excused ourselves. And I love the armchair theologians who then say, well, that's not particularly a part of our dispensation for this era and time in which we live, Pastor Johnson. Thank you very much. Prove that one by the Bible. I can do all things. Now, please. Then it's through Christ. Now, that's not just a part of this. That's the key to the whole thing. Because otherwise, it's just power, positive thinking, figure it out and do the best you can. That's what you get. I can do all things which strengthens me. If you take out through Christ, you mess the whole thing up. Because the answer is through Christ. Now, let me explain to you what through Christ means. It means with Him. So we spent some time with our grandchildren this week. No greater joy does a grandfather have than to take the hands of his grandchildren and walk somewhere. First thing I did when we got there, we put the two boys, two-year-old, three-year-old, put them in a wagon, and I took them for a walk around the block. I just love to walk with my grandchildren. Now, whenever we get to some place that's dangerous, I hold on to them. We got out in the ocean, which some of you apparently saw on Facebook, and there is no privacy left in life. There isn't any. I got to church, before I got to church this morning, people said, oh, Pastor, we saw you in the ocean in San Diego. Thank you. Did you see me bite the lips off a shark? Did you see that one? You missed that one, did you? I was holding one of my grandchildren, two-year-old Asher Ray, little boy. I'm holding him. We're kind of walking out into the waves. And they got a little bit big and started to hammer on us a little bit. And I was holding him, and it splashed him in his face. And he started to get a little scared. And I looked at him, I said, Asher Ray, I said, son, look at your grandfather. I would never let anything happen to you. You and Gramps are going to get through this, and we're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Because he was with me. See, that's why we can't do all things. Can't. Because we're going to do it on our own. You control freak people. God bless you, control freak people. Nothing busts pride killing like having to say, I can't do it unless Jesus helps me do it. That's just how it works, but it does work through Christ. That means with Him. My dependence upon the Lord. It means I get a hold of God and I hold on to God and say, Lord, I can do this, but I don't want to do this without you. I need your help today, day by day in my life. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. With Him, oh yes. With man, impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Oh, by the way, some of you started out that way and you've forgotten who you're holding on to. You forgot how far you got and how you got there. Nowadays, we have one of those GPS things in the car. You plug in the deal and it tells you where to go and what to do. Preachers don't like to be told where to go. Did you know that? We just don't like that. I found out real quickly that thing doesn't always know what it's talking about. Have you found that out? Right? You want to go two blocks and you wind up in the Sahara Desert. I mean, it gets you just completely turned around. Then somebody in the car had a phone with internet access, and they go to their app and it helps with them with the GPS. And that one didn't agree with this one, and we're both trying to figure out where we're going to get where it is we needed to go. And after a while, you're confused and a termite and a yo-yo, because any man doesn't really need directions because we know where we're going anyhow. And so we get there. It may take us days, but we will get there eventually. Four tanks of gas to go four blocks, but we will get there because we do know where we're going. And after a while, you're standing out in the street holding your finger up to check the wind and find out where the sun is to know if you're going east or west or north or south. And the GPS is saying, recalculating, recalculating. And you can't get there because you trusted a box. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is through Christ, with Him. It's a pride killer, but it's essential. Because I can do all things through Christ. I can't be the husband I'm supposed to be, or the father, or the grandfather, or the pastor, or the citizen, or the son, or the child of God. I cannot be what I'm supposed to be without His help in my life. But with Him, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ means with Him. It also means for Him. Not for me, for Him. As a payment. See, here's what happens to some people. They come to things in the Bible, the all things in the Bible, and they go, whoa, 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 whoa. That's telling me how to live. It's telling me what to do. You picked up on that, did you, Spanky? Figure it out. It will tell you what to do. It will. It'll boss you around. The Bible's supposed to do that. And we start thinking, I'm not so sure I should have to do that. Then you need to do it through Him. In other words, for Him. For Him. For His sake. For the one who loved you and gave His life for you. The one we talked about at the Lord's table this morning. The one who went to the cross and gave His soul and life for you and dipped His soul into hell and shed out His precious blood to make the payment for your sin, to give you salvation that you received as a free gift. And now He just says, would you please do this? Would you please not do that? And we think, well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not so sure I should have to do that. No, you get to do that because it's through Him. So is this for Him? Is it for the Lord? Is it what He wants from me? Remember, sometimes a few of these missions trips that we've made, gone to other parts of this world, Americans are not always well thought of around the world. I forget which country it was we went to, but I had preacher friends of mine who had been there, and they say, don't tell them you're an American. Just don't tell them you're an American. Because you will not be well accepted. And then I thought, too bad. I'm a citizen of this nation wherever I go and whatever I do. I'm not ashamed of America. We're in the Philippines up in the mountains where the Abu Sayyaf, the Filipino version of Al-Qaeda, operates. They were taking me up to a church up in the mountains in the Philippines where they had killed the pastor of the church, took him out of his church in front of his people and shot him, as well as some of the men of his church. And they were taking me up in this place in the mountains. And they said, now, it could be dangerous. Are you? I said, I'm fine. We'll go. What do we do? I wore one of these when Big Dog Place was open. I had me a Big Dog t-shirt with a great big American flag on the back of it. And a dog with his muscles like this. Saying, do or die, America. I wore that t-shirt when I was up there. Stood on top of a jeepney, turned my back to the woods. Look here, Bill. They go right there. See, that was stupid. No, I didn't get shot. You know what? I'm not ashamed of being an American. I'm not. As much as I love this beloved nation, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me, I owe nothing to America compared to what I owe to Jesus. And if He asked me to do something, it's through Him. Oh, okay, I got you now. It's through Him. It's for Him. You understand? I can do all things for Him. Because it's for Him. You say, well, Pastor, I started out and I didn't last, which strengtheneth me. Did you know what? Look here, here's the process. Very simple. If I, not excusing myself but accepting my responsibility, if I understand that everything God wants me to do, am willing to step up to that, if I can do all things and I'm willing to do it with Him and through Him, He then will impart to me the strength to not only get on the journey but stay on the journey and keep doing what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes you get knocked to your knees, but He strengthens you to get back on your feet. Sometimes you get knocked down, but He strengthens you to stand up again. Sometimes you get weary, but He strengthens you to keep going. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my emotions, in my spirit, in my life. He strengthens my feet. He strengthens my path. He strengthens my goals. He strengthens my direction. He gives me strength to do what I do. See, when you leave Him out, you leave out the source of your strength. Our oldest son, I taught him better, but our oldest son is into health food. Heartbreak. See your son sitting there at breakfast drinking some green thing. And it ain't Mountain Dew. Some green concoction made from fungus off the bottom of a trash can, I think. I'm not sure. That smells like a locker room in a boys' high school. But it cleanses you. And I thought, yeah, you drink enough of that, you'll go in there and throw up until you can't hold anything down for very long. You got to be kidding me. Hey, Dad, you want some of this? I smelled it. Oh. When I lived on the farm, I was a pilot. You go in the barn and you pilot. Are you with me? Muck and stalls, throwing it against the wall, and then it breaks down. You take it out and throw it on the fertilizer pile with the straw and stuff. I was a pilot. I smelled stuff in that barn that smelled better than what was in that glass. And he wants me to drink this stuff. Oh, it'll cleanse you. It'll make you feel better. And I thought, no way. You pour some gravy in there, I might give it a shot. But other than that, I am not drinking that nasty, smelly green junk. So I went to McDonald's and got me a sausage egg biscuit. Now, you go on the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights right there. Truth is, yeah, there are times when I get weary in the battle, and I get weary of it. There's times when I think, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired of fighting against the world and pushing back while the world pushes against us. They're always the aggressor, and then we're blamed for being intolerant. They're very intolerant. I'm fearful for my grandchildren. I held that little five-week-old baby in my hands, and I thought to myself, oh, God. Oh, God. This baby, to grow up in our nation the way she's going, oh, God. And then there's the battle of flesh and spirit. And there's all these things that go on in life. Now, look at me. And if you try this by yourself, you're going to weary and wear out, blow out, bust out, and fall apart. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And he'll give you, listen now, he won't give you a great reserve to last you for weeks, but he'll give you enough sufficient for the day. You ever wonder why God made our lives to revolve around a 24-hour day? Sun goes up, sun goes down, that's the day. It's been that way since creation. So his strength sufficient for today. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, the Bible says. But there's also grace that's new every morning. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Some of us this morning, we need to stop this thing where we're just trying to do, I'm just trying to do everything I could possibly do, Pastor Johnson. Please, please keep the attitude of do your part, but never leave out his part in what you do, because there's strength there for every day. There's sufficiency to what you need to do, and he'll recharge your batteries enough for the next day, and you'll get up tomorrow, and you know what? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's stand to our feet, please, this morning.